Welcome to episode 10 of Offbeat Tracks.
I am Danielle.
And I am Max. It still rhymes even if I let you go first.
I know.
Damn it.
I know when you were pointing to me, I was like, he's going to try not to rhyme, but he can't.
That's all right.
Do it.
Well, 10 episodes in, I should just really give it up, shouldn't I?
No. No, let it go.
Okay. So Danielle had a fantastic idea, and we've kind of talked this out a little bit over the last week, and we have an idea to do these special shows every 10 episodes, so this is going to be the first one. But the idea is we're going to come up with some criterion, some superlative, some topic, something like that, and then try to trip each other up maybe a little bit and come up with some answers beforehand. We're going to bring the prompt to the recording, and then we're going to reveal our answers to each other live on the air.
Yeah.
So your prompt...
And it's either going to work beautifully or it's going to just...
Yeah, this could go down in flames. We could never do this again. We don't know what
but
we're doing.
But it'll be fun to listen to either way, probably.
Yes, it will. So Danielle ratted off a couple of ideas that she had, and I was like, stop, this is the one. This is the funniest one. So you want to explain this idea that you had, what we're going
to
do?
It came to me when I was driving my car recently. It was a beautiful day and I get really into driving with music, and there's this one song that comes up that every time I've mentioned that I love the song, which is maybe in my top five songs to drive to, everyone's like, that is the worst song I've ever heard. What is wrong with you? And so that song comes on and I was like, man, Max would hate this song. I know that if I ever like brought this up. And then I thought, hey, songs that the other would hate, because we hate a lot of songs.
We do, but...
It's going to be hard, though.
There are a handful of songs that I hate, but the hard part about it is that our tastes align.
I know.
And I was... Last night, a friend was over, and I was sitting here trying to come up with my song, because it has to be... We agreed... Let me expand on the criteria we came up with. We said, no obvious crap. So it can't be something that is like, you know, something so obviously pan hate, you know, so no coming in with Broken Side or Limp Bizkit or something like that.
And for you, like, Radiohead.
Right,
also,
like,
I hate Radiohead.
Right, right.
It would be a
Danielle
very...
knows that I don't like Radiohead.
Yes.
So nothing cheap like that. It has to be something that we actually really enjoy as a song, but that we knew the other person was not going to like. And what I was saying last night with my friend, and what we're doing right now, we're writing down our answer, and we're going to pass to the other one. So I was talking about this with my friend who was over last night, and I said, the thing with Danielle is you have to get the right kind of kitsch for her to not like it. Because most kitsch, Danielle really likes it, like me. But I think that there is a very, very specific, what I referred to as nerd kitsch that annoys her. So I got something that was like kitsch, but the right kind of nerd kitsch, I think.
Okay. I mean, a lot of times, I don't know.
So do you, and Danielle, though, has had this song in the bag for me for a while. So
well, it's like, I actually have an entire list of things that I know you'll hate.
I have other possibilities, too.
I think you'll know you'll hate, so we may have to keep doing this over and over.
I have other possibilities, too.
But I'm going with the original one that gave me the idea.
Okay.
Because I feel like...
Should I go first, or should you go first? What do you think? This superlative was your idea, so I'll let you decide. Do you want to see my song for you first, or do you want me to look at yours?
You look at mine first.
Okay, I'm passing you mine anyway.
I'm nervous.
Okay, so this is the song that you think that I hate that you like.
Yes,
I
love that song. It's great.
Okay. Danielle, for me, has chosen Too Much Time on My Hands by Styx.
That's a great song.
Okay. I will be honest. My gut reaction, I do not hate this song.
Yeah! Well, it is a good song. I don't blame you.
But
it's fantastic.
A few years ago, I would have had a more indifferent reaction to it. But one of my best friends, Lisa, this is like her go-to karaoke song. So I've heard her sing it.
You know how many times I've almost crashed my car trying to do the claps like in the middle of a turn because I have to do it every time, including when I was thinking of this idea the other day, turning down curvy Lexington Road. Yeah, it was,
Okay.
Damn it, so I already...
But you know what, though? I get why you chose that for me. So you're not off base, because you're right. It's usually 70s music I'm really wonky on. Okay,
but
so
that was 81, but that was like...
Was it really?
Yeah, I know. Doesn't sound like it, though. It's like Styx is like, you're still here, but we're gonna be cool. Yeah.
It does totally sound like 1975. Weird. I did not know it was that late. Okay, so again, I went nerd kitsch for you, and I think I feel more confident now
about
my answer.
What if I don't even know the song?
You're going to know it.
Okay.
All right.
Wall of Voodoo's Mexican Radio. I'll be honest, I used to love this song back when I was first getting into like that kind of a thing, and like now when I hear it, I do hate it.
Okay, yay! Does that mean I won?
I think it's because since then, that was like one of the first real like kind of obscure 80s songs that I had heard, And I was like, yeah, I get this. And then I kept hearing better songs, and I was like, this actually sucks. And then I never listened to it again. Oh, no, Mexican radio.
Well, there goes my idea to do a whole Wall of Voodoo show, because I love Wall of Voodoo.
No, I'm fine with it. And I love that song. I'm fine with it. I just feel like, I don't know, it's like the worst of those possibilities. There are a lot of songs around this that like people love and like hipsters love, but like it's the worst. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yes.
There are songs I've never really thought of myself as hating this song, but like it's definitely not in my ever in a playlist I would.
So make. Can I tell you what my other two possibilities for you were? I literally could only come up with three songs, and the other two were eliminated because I don't like them, and that was part of the criteria. Yeah, was, to that, me, like, was that I had to like the song. So here were the other two that I came up, and I just want to know if you hate these two, because I don't like these songs either. Free Fallin', Tom Petty.
Like, I just never want to hear it again. I don't hate it, but it's one of those songs that like.
Okay. What I would about, never choose to what hear. About Pink Houses by John Mellencamp?
We'll get to John Mellencamp, because there's a lot of John Mellencamp on this list, because I love Mellencamp.
Oh, wait, on your list for songs that you hate or ones that you thought I would hate?
Songs that I thought you would hate.
Oh, okay, tell me some of your other possibilities for me, and I'll tell you how right you are.
Let's see. Actually, I think I only put one on the list, but really, I was thinking, I was like, literally anything Mellencamp Max is going to hate, and I love. And when I was putting together this list, it just gave me an excuse to listen to Mellencamp for like an hour. And I got nothing done at work because it's so good. I was rocking so hard. John Mellencamp's Small Town was the one that I picked. Which might be my favorite one.
No, Indifferent.
Indifferent?
Yeah.
Do you hate Jack and Diane?
Indifferent.
Do you hate Pink Houses?
The one that I like actively hate by him, I think, is R.O.C.K. in the USA.
God, what is wrong with you? What a classic American jam. Oh.
I can't. I'm sorry.
I feel like I've known so few people.
It's like he and Kenny Loggins fall into that same trap for me of like, when they wrote it, they were like, man, I'm writing some rockin' ass shit. And I just want to be like, dude, it's not rockin' ass shit. It was never rockin' ass shit. It's Loggins not rockin' ass shit. Stop.
Loggins was like a fantastic songwriter who was the lamest.
I mean, so lame. Like, you know, when Kenny Loggins was in the studio cutting I'm All Right, he was like, man, this is the fucking rockin'est song anybody's ever made. No, it wasn't Kenny. It's a great song, but it's not a rockin' song. I'm sorry.
I think Mellencamp is better than Loggins. Mellencamp has like this country, like blue collar boy.
Yeah,
vibe,
yeah, yeah.
Which well, is you either love or hate. You either love it or hate it.
There are more Tom Petty songs that I actively hate. What else did you have on the list for me?
Oh God, I have so much.
I came up with three for you.
I have Jet's Wings, or I'm sorry, Wings Jet by Wings.
I don't even know that song.
Jet.
The Wings, like Paul McCartney's group?
Yeah.
Yeah, not my wheelhouse. Sorry.
That's a fucking fantastic song. the Bee Gees, Jive Talkin'.
I actually really like that song.
It's a great song. Yeah. I'm glad you do like it. Literally probably anything by Andy Gibb, but I picked Shadow Dancing.
Indifferent.
Wow, okay. This is really just me listening to one of my favorite playlists that has like 900 songs on it, and then every time one would come up, I would be like, oh, Lord. Diana Ross's Chain Reaction. Really anything from that era, like Chain Reaction, The Boss, Upside Down, really anything from there. But Chain Reaction just...
No, I don't mind that stuff.
Good Lord. There's Sticks, Mellencamp.
The later Diana.
One of my all-time favorites, Frank Stallone's Far From Over.
I can't even remember how that goes. I've heard that song before, but it's been a long time.
It's a really good jam. Don't let anyone insult.
That was like mid to late 70s, wasn't it?
That was 83 for the Stayin' Alive soundtrack.
Oh, good Lord.
It was actually a pretty big hit. He performed it live on Solid Gold. I recently watched the full episode. Paris Hilton's Stars Are Blind. I put that on there because I knew you would hate that.
See, but I think that's low-hanging fruit.
It is low-hanging fruit, which is why I didn't say it. But also, that's a great song.
I only wrote down one that was low-hanging fruit.
Which was?
Okay, so this was... Did you write down songs that you hate also?
Oh, these are all songs that I love, including the Paris Hilton.
No, but I wrote down a few that I like that are actually songs that I hate. So, because I was going to give you an example.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, I only wrote down one.
I can
one.
Tell you songs that I hate.
This was... I was going to pitch... Here, I had two on this list that were I was going to pitch to you also, but again, I couldn't tell if they were in that weird, wonky, like,
it's hard
I actually love this unironically. Wagon Wheel is one of them.
Wagon Wheel is the fucking worst song on the planet. Okay. I hate that
song. But see,
song.
I kind of thought that was low-hanging fruit.
It is low-hanging fruit.
Because that's on my hate list, too. And here's the other one. I was very unsure about this because I hate this song, but I feel like you might love it, and that is Neil Young's Heart of Gold.
I don't... There's a couple Neil Young that I like. Heart of Gold isn't one of them. It's very whiny. I pretty much hate Heart of Gold.
Hate.
I've never wanted to hear.
All right. So here's one that I feel like maybe not people listening to this show, but a more general audience would be mad at me for saying this. But Yellow Submarine. I hate that song.
I can see that. I mean, I like it. You're pretty anti-Beatles, which
Well, okay, I have this reputation of being anti-Beatles. I'm not anti-Beatles. I'm anti-Beatlemania. Okay?
Okay, I get that.
I'm anti-giving a lot of props to people who did things that were already being done and got a lot of credit for it because they were good-looking white dudes from England.
They weren't even that cute. Paul McCartney
Well, they were cute. They were 1960s attractive. You have to remember. It was a different time.
That's true. Don Draper made it work.
I only have one more on my list of songs I could think of that I just absolutely hate, and that is Enrique Iglesias' Tonight I'm Fucking You, which may be the worst song ever recorded.
I mean, to me, that
I do actively hate Enrique Iglesias,
though. To me, that lands in like the last decade of pop, which is... all songs that, like, I don't... there are a few songs that I really like, but most of the time they're songs I just tolerate because they get played in bars and I don't have a choice.
Yeah, sure. I don't think that's low-hanging fruit. I mean, I was trying to think of things that were, to use my phrase, aggressively shitty.
I think
that Tonight I'm Fucking You is aggressively shitty.
See, like, to me, the songs that I hate, these are the ones that... because, like, last night I was trying to think, I was like, I don't know what Max is going to put because I can't... I can't think of songs I hate because, you know, what's great about a technology-filled world is that I can just stream the music I like all the time and not have to deal with radio or get on XM and get on First Wave where I know they're going to play something I like. Except a few days ago, they did play Mexican radio.
There you go.
And I turned it over.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I think I won this round.
I think I had a better answer this round.
No, but I hate, last night I was listening to XM and I was flipping between channels and it was like four in a row of songs I hated. I was like, well, he has options. We had Hotel California, aggressively shitty. I think the Eagles are the fucking worst.
Kind of low-hanging fruit, right?
I don't know, I feel like everyone loves this song. Anytime I tell people this, they're like, what?
This would be, I think, a good time to bring in. I went around a few nights ago with my little recorder here and I interviewed people about this. Yeah. I started with talking to a couple of friends, and then I actually went out to one of the nightclubs in town and was talking to the patrons on the patio. And
the patrons of the night.
Yes, and I asked them this question. I was like, tell me about a song you hate. And I got some really, really funny answers, and I want to play some of them. This first clip, this is a few friends of mine, and I think that their answers give some really good insight. So,
okay.
Here we go. Here's the first clip.
Generally, songs I don't like are songs that get played, like, a lot. I can remember... being in California on a vacation, hearing California Girls, Katy Perry, and I was just done. They played that so many times, I'm like, I'm done. So the more times a song is played, the more I'm just like, I'm over it now. So yeah, repetition is not good.
Maxwell, This Woman's Worth.
For real?
Oh.
For real?
I hate that song. That is what I hate. It is very simpish. I hated it in Love and Basketball. That was like the worst scene. I hate how lovey-dovey it is. I don't like ballads for the most part. I do not like Maxwell when he makes that solid music. I like jazzy Maxwell. That song irks my nerves. Anytime I hear that on 101.3, I turn that shit all the way off.
He can't wait.
Like, I turn it off. I turn my car off when that song comes on.
The ultimate protest. I'm going to be late now and I don't even care.
Yeah, I can't stand that song at all. That is one for me.
Did you know that song is a cover?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Have you heard the original?
Yeah, and I didn't like that shit either.
Oh my God.
That's such a good answer.
Like, does he turn his car off if he's like in the middle? He's going like 70 on the interstate. And he's like, fuck this.
Okay, so this this is now transitioning to when I was at the club, and I talked to some of these folks, and I got a good answer. I think I can't remember if I left this on the clip, so I want to preface this by saying that right as I was walking up to this group of people, we had passed through the bar, and the song "All About That Bass" was playing on the house
music.
Oh,
the worst song! Did everyone say that?
So listen to this because this is pretty funny.
What is it that is so offensive? Like, because I can't stand her either, but what is it that's so horribly grating about her music?
It's almost like she has false confidence.
False confidence?
She's very out there. I don't know. I like it in a way, but it's a little much.
What do you mean?
No idea.
Like, every song's about, like, empowerment, but it doesn't venture outside of that. Like, so.
Okay. So you think she doesn't, like, branch out enough in her subject matter. But, like, you said false confidence. I'm interested in exploring that idea. So, false confidence about what? Like, what about her?
She has great curves, and she's always, like, embracing it, and it's great. But the girls who don't fit the curve just hate on her for that, and so she has a bad rap for that.
Girls who don't fit the curve, meaning, like...
They're skinny. They don't have the curves like her. Like,
I get it.
Okay, so that happened, and then exactly 3 minutes later, this was actually on the same recording, believe it or not.
Wow.
3 minutes later, another girl walks up, asks her the same question, this is what she says.
What's a song that, like, when you hear it, you're just like, get me away from this song right now?
All About That Bass? That shit pisses me off.
We were talking about Meghan Trainor, that's funny because she didn't even know. So why? What is it about Meghan Trainor's music?
Well, I mean, I'm a size zero, and I'm definitely not skinny, or a silicone Barbie doll, or a fake bitch, so fuck you, Meghan, because, like, I'm hot, and I know I'm hot, so fuck you for trying to make me feel bad about myself.
So there you go. That dude nailed it.
Now, this is... Now, here's the thing. I hate Meghan Trainor, and I'm not super skinny. I have actual curves, not Meghan Trainor curves, which she is not built curvy, by the way. She's straight up and down. That's not what curvy means. I don't like that sometimes people with a little chub have taken the curvy thing, which is a body shape, not a body fat necessity. Now, I just hate that song. Is that a thing now that skinny people are threatened by someone?
I was surprised by that. When that guy said that, I thought, oh, is that really a thing? And then 3 minutes later, this girl...
Because I'm into that world where I can threaten someone with my curves. I've never lived in that world. I've wanted my whole life to be Kate Moss.
Did that just give you a whole new song and dance on Meghan Trainor then?
No, because she's the worst. Yeah, I don't like a song. I like a song being like, I'm me, I'm cool, but I want to be like, look how smart I am. And have it be like, I'm all about that bass. Like, have, you know...
Yeah,
my confidence come from a man wanting to bang me.
I think I would like All About That Bass better if it were actually about bass in music and it were sung by an actual black person.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Do you remember that?
Not like a white girl from some island in New England putting on the term they coined for Iggy Azalea, a black scent.
Yeah, I mean, she has a weird face too.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, that's different. But I mean, she's just, yeah, I don't remember that video of her on Fallon when she just fell over.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
That was awesome. It was like a good scream. That's the best thing she ever did. She should just make an album of that. I would buy it.
All right, here are a couple more answers. This dude's answer really surprised me. I would not have ever thought anybody would say this song, but I like this.
Sex and Candy from that, whatever that band was.
Marcy Playground?
Yeah.
Oh, why that? What a funny answer. What do you hate about Sex and Candy?
It's just a horrible song.
But, like, specifically what about it? Like, there's something you hate about it.
There's no real melody. There's no real harmony. It's pathetically done.
It's pathetically done. I love that.
I mean, to me, that song is very representative of that time where everything kind of sounded like
totally.
That. Totally. And to me, it wasn't any worse than anything else that was going on.
I couldn't
tell. Another song around that time is my maybe number one most hated song
on
the planet. The Goo Goo Dolls' Iris.
Oh, that is a bad song.
It is aggressively shitty song.
It is aggressive.
That was everywhere.
Because it was in that movie.
From a shitty movie, City of Angels.
City of Angels, yes.
Yes, and it was
the
worst.
That is a bad song.
Oh, it was the worst.
Wow, that's a good answer.
Yeah, I hate that song. I hated it from, it wasn't even one of those things where, because it was on the radio all the time.
Yeah,
and so,
all the time.
It's not even one of those things where you just start to hate it because it's played so much. I hated it from the first time I heard it, which is rare. When I'm like, man, this is not going to grow on me. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. And it just kept getting played. And I was like, wow, I'm 13 years old. And I don't want to listen to the radio anymore. This should be the happiest time of my life. And the Goo Goo Dolls are ruining it.
This guy gets a little bit more into the psychology of why people hate the songs that they hate. And I think he's on to something very interesting. So that's why I'm playing his answer.
Everyone loves the song, but Journey, Don't Stop Believing. It's just been so overplayed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a great song, but like, it's been so overplayed that anytime I hear it, I'm like, okay, I have to skip it. It's just too...
It's one of those songs where you wish it wasn't known.
Yes. Yes. Like, I would love to listen to the song if it wasn't played every day.
Kind of like everything Matthews did in the beginning.
I tried it.
There's some music people, I mean, they idolize so much, I don't know how they continue to listen to it after it's been played at every event. ever. It's just, it's continually played in every, I don't understand how people are still like, oh my god, it's this song, and I'm like, it's this song again. Like, it's over, it's played every time we go anywhere, yes, ever.
I feel that very much.
Yeah.
I think he's so right. That's one of my great annoyances in life. I think when people get really excited about a song, and it's like he said, yes, this song again. We've all heard this song 500,000 times, and so have you. Why are you still jumping around and flailing your arms and acting like it's the greatest song ever?
I agree. I actually had a theory. I tweeted this maybe last week in relation to everyone telling me to watch Stranger Things and that I love the soundtrack because it's 80s or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. I can just listen to these songs anytime. And I looked at it. And to me, there's a new Don't Stop Believing, because I think Don't Stop Believing is now kind of done, like, as the basic white song that everyone loves.
Yeah, I think we're a little past it.
That no one acknowledges was done because of Glee, and everyone's too cool for that.
It was two things. It was Glee, and it was them doing it on Family Guy. They did a joke about singing karaoke on Family Guy, and all of them sang it. And I remember that was when people started getting hype about that song again. And it was like the go-to obnoxious karaoke song. But you're right, that stopped 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, and now it's switched, while I still hear it at karaoke nights, and it's the worst. And now I think it's switching to a new song, which is a song that I like, but I don't want people to ruin it, which is Toto's Africa, is what I'm saying as it's switching to. Africa is becoming the thing.
You're hanging out at the hetero karaoke bars, though. You won't see that.
No, well, the gay karaoke bars are different. That's like a whole thing.
It's true. Actually, I know what it is at the gay karaoke bars. But go on, finish your thought about Africa, then I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I can
to me,
tell you
Africa is the new, like, all of my friends who don't give a shit about 80s music all love Africa. And, like, to me, that ain't even the best song on Toto 4.
No, it's one of those songs that when people go, I like 80s music, that's what they're talking about. Yeah, they're talking about Africa by Toto. And I do love that song, don't get me wrong.
It's great, I love it.
But you're right. And the worst thing about this weird, like, 20-something straight people obsession with singing it at their little straight karaoke bars is that no one can sing it. It's a hard song to sing.
It's a good song to yell, and they like to yell when they're drunk.
And it's awful. It's excruciating. Nobody's enjoying it except the five morons on stage. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's so true.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what the exact equivalent is in gay bars. Valerie by Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse.
I have seen some Valerie done. To me, like, I didn't know people knew that song, really.
Every doofus wants to come in and scream that song
that
at the top of his
lungs. That is a hard
song
to sing.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have been punched in the face with that song.
Wow.
At karaoke night at my bars.
That's still much better than Don't Stop Believing in
Africa. Of course.
Africa.
I'd take Valerie over Don't Stop Believing any day.
Ugh.
But yeah, come on.
But that is interesting. Yeah, the Don't Stop Believing. Journey has a lot of great songs. I don't hate Journey at all. They have a lot of really good songs. They're hard to sing in karaoke, all of them, because Steve Perry is a voice of an angel.
So you think that overplaying can
oh,
make
yeah,
a song
yeah.
unlikable?
There
yeah,
are like for me, like I hate Berlin's Take My Breath Away. I hate that song.
Really? That's overplayed?
I think it has been. I think what helps me to hate it is because I think Berlin's like other stuff is so much better, and then they get on the soundtrack to a terrible movie. That's what Top Gun is. It's a bad movie. And like, it's just, I don't understand why. And whenever people are like, oh yeah, I like Berlin too, Take My Breath, I'm like, no, the Metro.
Ooh, okay, overplayed. I was thinking overplayed, sporting events lend themselves to overplaying music. That would be the one that sporting events has destroyed is Start Me Up, Rolling Stones.
That will never be destroyed for me.
Which is never. Oh, you like it? See, I don't think it's a good song to begin with.
Oh,
really.
I should have gone with that one.
It didn't have a long way to go into the toilet. But yeah, that's. I mean, every sporting event you go to is Start Me Up, Rolling Stones.
Really?
I have one more little clip here, and I just thought this answer was so funny.
Okay.
I love it. Here we go.
Lee Greenwood. The God Bless America guy?
Yeah.
He really pisses me off.
Funny answer. Okay, why?
Wow. That's a lot. That's heavy from the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, but
really
tell me
heavy.
More. Why?
Because it's so strong and it's too much for me. So, cut. You don't want to start with your podcast, I Hate Lee Greenwood, the one who sings about America.
But no, what is it about his music? Like, why do you hate Lee Greenwood?
I think he's definitely using the situation a little bit, because you hear anybody that, I love Lee Greenwood, it's because they love everything he's standing for, and his whole
which is, as you said,
which is Williamson County, where he's from, Williamson County, Tennessee, which is the most Republican state, or Republican, most Republican county you could ever be in your life, is Williamson County, Tennessee.
Are you from Tennessee?
I am from Williamson County, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. This answer is starting to make more sense then.
So he hates Lynn Greenwood because he hates his childhood.
Correct.
I love that a lot.
He actually has a personal vendetta against the artist. That was the one
I get why you would hate that song, because it is terrible, but I also love that song because it's so dumb.
I love it.
Oh, that's really funny.
All right, so that's our little what shall we call it? Our symposium on hate songs.
Hate song failure.
Thanks so much for going on this journey with us, and please tweet us and tell us songs that you hate.
Yes, we love
because
it.
Because I this is like my favorite topic. I love
unless you say you
this.
Hate Mellencamp, in which case I'm coming after you. Coming after you, Williamson County.
Do you think if you tweet anything about Mellencamp, are you going to get Mellencamp lovers in your mentions?
I've done it before, and I don't get name
okay,
mentions.
Okay, so not a hysterical fan base like some of the other folks.
No, it's just me in my bedroom alone at night listening to Mellencamp.
Yeah, tweet us at Offbeat Tracks is our Twitter handle. And,
yes, and you can also, we have like our email and everything on our website, which is offbeattrackscast.com.
Yeah, so write us, tell us about songs that you hate, and give us ideas for these future Superlative shows, because we're going to do them every 10 episodes. So really enjoyed this. So thanks, until next time, I'm Max.
I'm Danielle.
See ya.